Picture this. You're driving down the 5 freeway in the Central Valley. All of a sudden, in your rearview mirror, you see two 30-foot stretch limos. As they pull up beside you, you notice these limos aren't your average, everyday limousines. They are, in fact, the world's longest Steinway grand pianos, traveling at 90 miles per hour on the freeway. Well, that scene was actually the inspiration for a piece of music by composer John Adams. The piano-limousine hybrids actually appeared in a dream that Adams had years ago, and that dream inspired Adams's Grand Pianola Music, a piece he wrote in 1982, and one that he says seems to have something to offend everybody. There's all sorts of noisemakers in the percussion section, 3 female vocal parts, and then 2 piano soloists who often play their parts just slightly out of sync with one another. Adams will conduct the piece this weekend at the LA Phil. One of the soloists is Orly Shaham. She tells me she's a big fan of the music of John Adams.
I fell in love with the music of John Adams when I first heard his Century Rolls Piano Concerto. I had heard other pieces before that I liked quite a bit, but maybe because it was for piano, it suddenly spoke to a part of me that was much stronger. And since then, I've had the great pleasure of meeting him many, many times. We've become quite good friends and working with him as a conductor as well, and also recording some of his music. That close collaboration you have with the composer when you're recording his music is very personal and very intimate in that way. And I've had the pleasure also of playing the grand pianola with him and with Marc-André Hamelin, with whom we're also doing it in Los Angeles. And doing that, reliving an older piece of his with him really as a collaborator and seeing him through the rehearsal process figure out the sounds in the way that he intended them. I mean, this is the dream. We all want to know exactly what did the composer intend here. And here's your chance. The composer's right there, 5 feet away from you. You can know exactly what the composer intended. I find it so creatively satisfying to work with a composer of his intellect and just creative energy.
Orly Shaham is one of the soloists, along with Marc-André Hamelin, for John Adams's grand pianola music this weekend at the LA Phil. Adams himself conducts, and the program also includes a big world premiere of the Symphony No. 12 by Philip Glass. For more information, visit laphil.com. For Arts Alive, I'm Brian Lauritsen.